And as Senator Webb pursues the art of the possible, we turn to the art of accounting. In Latin America, it was once common to cook the books, to exaggerate economic progress for short-term political gain. Most countries have improved their record-keeping as they integrated into the global economy. It appears one country has not. Argentina, which is now accused of vastly underestimating inflation and poverty while offering rosy economic estimates. That's got Argentines upset, and it also affects Americans who invested in the country. NPR's Juan Ferrero tells us why from the capital, Buenos Aires.
Workers at the National Statistics Institute protest with a song about how high-level officials lie to the country, lie about the poverty rate, lie about inflation. Institute workers like mathematician Marcela Almeida say they were pressured from above to doctor numbers, and they say they were demoted when they didn't cooperate. But she says they were only telling the truth.
The majority of the numbers are wrong or are suspected to be wrong.
The workers started complaining about this 2 years ago. The Attorney General's office quickly started investigating. The prosecutor who opened the case is Manuel Garrido.
There was a crime because members of the government modified the numbers of the inflation rate.
No one has been charged, but seemingly everyone knows about the manipulations. Indeed, polls show only 1 in 10 trust the government's inflation figures. Economists say it's serious, that the real inflation rate over the last year may be as high as 15%. That's 3 times more than the official rate. Poverty, which is calculated based on inflation and other data, may be twice the government's official 15% rate. And economic growth last year may have been 2 or 3 points lower than the government's rosy 7% estimate. The impact of the suspected meddling isn't just felt here, it's felt globally. That's because Argentina has issued nearly $50 billion in inflation-linked bonds, and the lower the official inflation number, the less Argentina has to pay debt holders. Robert Shapiro heads a Washington group that is trying to recoup Americans' investments in Argentina. He places the blame squarely on the Kirchners, that is, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner and her husband, Nestor, her predecessor.
I don't think they're mainly trying to mislead an international audience. I think they're mainly trying to mislead a domestic audience about the inflation, and it's very damaging to Argentina's reputation in the world.
Kathy Melichowski is president of a New Jersey Community College Professors Association, an association whose pension is tied up in Argentine bonds.
This is just one more that we have to be concerned with as far as whether we're going to have our pension as we are expecting when we get to retire.
Some may find the talk of inflation-adjusted bonds and debt swaps confusing. Here in Argentina, though, many people see it all quite clearly. Butchers at the Progreso Market in a bustling Buenos Aires neighborhood soften up cuts of veal. Alicia Infante, buying meat from Jose Marchisella, says she notices price hikes every week.
In general, no one should intervene in the collection of statistics. I think that only the numbers should do the talking.
NPR tried to seek comment from the Economy Ministry, the Statistics Institute, and the presidency. They all declined to answer questions. The new Economy Minister, Amado Boudou, did recently talk to reporters about the controversy. He said he'd oversee a review of the Institute's methodologies and put an end to the doubts about the numbers. Economist Juan Buhr, though, doesn't believe the government will admit its mistakes.
Mainly because it would be costly in political terms to admit such a manipulation. It would be the recognition of a significant failure.
At the Statistics Institute, workers say they'll continue to talk and protest about the data doctoring until it stops. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.